Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar, Money for Nothing. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. And it's not like that in our small business. It's not money for nothing, is it? It's harder than that. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner. And Ivan, as you know, is the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International. That's BNI.com. Ivan, tell us a little bit about BNI.
Oh, BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per profession. They get together every week. We've got, we're starting to tickle 6,000 groups, 5,900 and some.
All right.
Almost 50 countries now.
And boy, how it's grown just since you've known me, hasn't it, Ivan?
Yes. Your show has launched me globally. Hey, you know what? I know I've brought some global people to your show.
There's no question about it. No, there's absolutely no question about that. 25 years old, too, right?
We're over 26 now. We're working on our 27th.
Okay, I was thinking it was in the last 6 months or so that you're there. So congratulations on that milestone and everything. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about change and leading change. And, you know, one of the things that that I've been saying for a long time, Ivan, is that nothing is new about change. A computer is, if you think about it, is just a fancy wheel.
Okay.
And in 2,000 years, 5,000 years, there's really nothing new. We just take one generation of change and make it into a little bit new and improved, and we keep building on that. So a computer is just really a fancy wheel. But what is different since in the last 10, 15 years or so, maybe 20 years, is what I'm calling the velocity of change. When you and I were pups, Ivan, in the marketplace, somebody could create a strategy or a whatever it is, a product or a pricing or whatever, and they could count on that to be valid and useful for at least a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. They could get something out of it. The market change wasn't moving that fast.
Right.
But the velocity of change has compressed the time to next generation so much. That's where the anxiety is, I think. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I would add one other possible item, and that is the quantity of choices. Years ago, we lived in a chocolate and vanilla world.
Maybe strawberry every so often.
And there might be strawberry, but there were only a few choices. Today we literally live in a Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors world.
That's right.
The choices are so numerous. And when I say choices, the right choices and the wrong choices are easier to make because there are so many more choices to make. And I love this analogy of a Baskin-Robbins world, that it's not only compressed, but it's also compounded with the sheer quantity.
And which brings to the point of leadership. You can't just accept change, which is huge. Most people don't even accept change. But it's not even enough to do that. And it's not even enough to manage change. Somebody in your organization has to lead the change.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely true. And I had an opportunity. I studied briefly under Dr. Warren Bennis at the University of Southern California when I was working on my doctoral degree. And I had an opportunity to go out to dinner with him a couple of months ago. And we got into a conversation about leadership. And he said something that I thought was really interesting. And the dinner was after a presentation that he did that I was watching. And he asked, it too was at the University of Laverne, and he asked the audience, he said, you've got a new president coming in a month or so, and you've really done a great job of finding the perfect person. Everyone nodding their head. And she's done a lot of research on the school, so she's coming in pretty well prepared, isn't she? And everybody's nodding their head in the audience. As a matter of fact, she's going to be ready on day one to take over, isn't she? And everybody's nodding their head. And he looked at the audience and he said, you're all crazy if you think she's going to be ready on day one. You're crazy. Nobody can be ready because of the sheer quantity of things that she is going to be bombarded with. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like drinking out of a fire hose. And as prepared as somebody thinks they are, they're never fully prepared in a new environment, in a changing environment. And he said at dinner, he said, one of the most important things today for a leader is, and I love this phrase, their adaptive capacity. Their ability to adapt to changes and problems and issues in today's work environment. Their adaptive capacity. And I think that is so...
How do you think that... What do you think that looks like?
Well, I think that it looks like being able to not necessarily just go into react when problems fall into your lap, but to have a strategy as to where you want to go, to have a vision as to where you want to go, and to have some general ideas on how to get there, but to not do it in a rigid sort of way. And that's where it ties into McGurk's work, where he talks mm-hmm. about it can't be rigid. I think a really good example would be decision-making like a railroad, where you're going from point A to point B, versus decision-making in a car, where you can pretty much turn and do whatever you need to do as you need to do it. And we try to manage change almost like a railroad. Everything's got to be perfect, and we've
right.
got to go from this point to that point. And we can't detour very easily. We're stuck on that road. And what Bennis is talking about is the ability to be able to adapt. And that is repenso. It's happening all the time. Just
right.
identify the general direction and learn to go with the flow.
Give us that website again, Ivan.
BNI.com for Business Network International.
Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Whenever you get a chance, we got lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Ivan has deposited with us over the last 12 or so years. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.